for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me. I'm walking down a road. All around are trees, lush and green. I don't know where I am, but the place feels familiar. Behind me and to my left walks a handsome young man in a Navy pilot's uniform. He keeps an eye on me from a few feet away, making sure I'm safe. My mother walks with him, young again, the lines smooth from her beautiful face. I hear her voice. Did you eat dinner? You need a good night's sleep for tomorrow. Remember to hold your head up high when you walk out on stage. Yes, I reply, I will. Grandma's to the right of me, holding my arm, stroking it gently when I get tired or distressed. I'm here, young'un. I'm still listening. You can always talk to me. My rescue dogs skitter about, exploring the path, then returning to me for a pat on the head. Their tails wag excitedly. Lisa Marie and Benjamin walk slightly ahead of me, their arms around each other. Lisa turns around and looks me in the eye. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry too, sweetheart. As she turns back around, I ask her, did you take your bath? It's a joke, an old joke, and Lisa laughs. Yes, Mom, I took my bath. Benjamin turns toward me. I'm all right, Nona, I really am. I look into his eyes and say, I know. To my left walks Elvis. His body is lean and strong again, his deep blue eyes clear. When he looks down at me, his face fills with tenderness. Yiddle, are you all right? Her's all right. Does her miss him? Every day, Satnin. Every day. Taking my hand, he threads his fingers through mine, resting lightly where the ring used to be. I feel the warmth. But I keep walking, my eyes firmly on the road ahead, for I know that it's taking me home. Chapter 1. Letting Go. I'm caught in a trap, and I can't get out, because I love you too much, baby. When I left Elvis Presley, I was 27 years old. I had spent half of my life as his wife or girlfriend, going straight from my parents' home to his. I knew almost nothing about the world outside his orbit. My choice to leave was terrifying for me, and unfathomable to his millions of fans. What they didn't understand was that I did not leave Elvis because I no longer loved him. I loved him as much on the day I left as on the day we married. I left Elvis because I needed a life of my own. I was living his life, just as Elvis was searching for the meaning of his life. I was searching for mine. The split with Elvis was complicated and long in coming. We had been together 13 years when I left, almost half of my life. The world outside was changing, but behind the gates of Graceland, his mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, things remained the same. When Elvis and I became serious in 1963, I was 18 years old and very much a product of my generation. Like my mother before me, I grew up learning how to please a man. The expectation for girls in the 1960s was to find and secure a good husband. I worked hard to meet those expectations. I went to charm school to learn how to dress and to do my makeup. My attitude suited Elvis, who was also a product of his generation. He loved to buy me pretty things, including beautiful clothes. I happily took his advice on clothing and makeup as he shaped me into his perfect woman. I didn't resent it. I embraced it. I wanted to please my man. Pleasing my man, though, involved a great deal more than the way I looked. Like all girls, I studied home economics. I learned how to create a happy home and read magazine articles on how to behave with a man. I was taught never to be forward or pushy. Elvis